statute.
Yep, I gotta pull up here. I'll read it quick. Oh, I'm just gonna read this and say it's subdivision, this whatever. I'm doing the summary. If you wanna look it up, you can look it up.
Ready, Kyle?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Sharp, and I will be chairing tonight's Board of Adjustments meeting. To start out, I'll ask the other committee members to introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, member at large.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, member at large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, the agenda tonight, the first item we will do is we will approve any corrections or additions to the meetings of the previous meeting, or minutes of the previous meeting. We'll then introduce any old business, followed by new business. Protocol for this evening, admin staff will introduce the application. The applicant or their representative will then briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one from the general audience direct any comment to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those wishing to speak. After all comments, the admin staff will then read any written correspondences not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request. The Board of Adjustments duties are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. One, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. Two, to hear and decide appeals and review admin decisions related to the county's official controls. All decisions of the Board of Adjustments in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to district court. Questions regarding this appeals process can be discussed with admin staff after this hearing. At this time, I would request that Vice Chair Craig Hall to read aloud the guidelines in Minnesota statute this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please shut off all electronic devices and we will continue.
So this board will follow the guidelines that are followed. If you want to look them up on Minnesota statute 394.27, subdivision 7, variances and practical difficulties.
Thank you, Craig.
Ready.
With that, we will take up our minutes from our April and May meetings. Any changes to those minutes as presented?
I didn't see any.
May 8th meeting, line 34 and 35, 134 and 135. I think, 135. I think it means king instead of kind.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think Roger Boltman voted in that. He never votes.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Any other changes? All right, hearing none, would someone like to make a motion to approve those with the changes mentioned? Okay, we got a motion by Larry. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried. Next item of business will be old business, Kyle.
Our first applicant of old business is John and Dave Braun requesting to replace an existing dwelling, thatch garage and entry deck to be located 4 feet from the right-of-way, 51 feet from the ordinary high water mark, and 10 feet from the rear property line, and then also to construct a patio and upper deck to be located 37 feet from the ordinary high water mark and to be 15 feet from the rear property line. This application was tabled from April 10th and May 8th.
Okay. Please just state your name for the record and just give an overview of the application.
Yeah, Brian Schoenberger, Modern Living Concepts Custom Homes. I'm the contractor for the customers. The Bronze are out of town, so I'm here for them today. And I think we were here last month and they were kind of caught up between whether they wanted to try to still do the walkout basement or the slab on grade. Obviously, we killed the walkout basement plan and would like to proceed with the the slab on grade plan.
Okay. No other changes other than that?
Nope, just that.
Okay.
Any questions for the applicant?
Would it still have that patio area out front then, or that's going to be nixed on it?
I'm not planning on touching anything with the decks or the patios that are currently there.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything with that. We're going to tear down the house and move back to 51 feet and build from there. So.
Okay.
I think you'd want to act on that.
Yeah.
At 37.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah, I would suggest you act on that.
You're going to remove some of that, weren't they?
Well, but if the plan is not now, the way it sounds, they're going to leave that. But I think.
I'm guessing they're going to have something lakeside, right, Brian?
Well, they're going to leave the deck and the patios that are
there.
Whatever's there. And I think they're going to hire someone after I'm done to just redo what's there.
Redo what's there.
And not change anything at all.
So that's the one that's down by the lake, I'm assuming. That's one they want to leave.
I think we did submit a drawing that showed that. I don't know if you have that.
Is there a revision one that came in?
What's that?
Was there a revised drawing on that?
She would have sent it in. I know I did a revised drawing. We might even had it last month too, actually.
That's this.
There's a couple versions of that. I can't see it from here.
This one's dated 5/2, so that would have been before our May meeting.
Yes. Yep. That looks familiar. Excuse me.
So that has an upper. That has an upper story deck on it.
Right. And this still looks like this patio doors.
Yes.
So to me, that still shows a walkout in it.
No. It's a two-story. We're not planning.
Oh, you're just doing slab on grade, so it's all going to be above now. Nothing going out above. In
yeah,
the bank.
Originally, we were planning on going down.
Yeah.
That just wasn't going to work out.
Okay.
We had the engineer show up from Cormorant Watershed District, right after that meeting, and everybody agreed. So
what it says is all existing decks and stairs will remain in their current footprint and be replaced with similar material. So that would ixnate the request for 37 feet because they're just going to replace what they have and they wouldn't need a variance to do that.
Okay.
Yes.
So we can wax that from the
request. That's what I'm gathering.
Yeah, we weren't planning asking for the 37 feet.
Okay. All right. And that was why I asked the question, was any other changes going to be made, you know?
Sure.
So. Okay.
Any other questions of the applicant?
No.
Okay. Is there anybody from the public who'd like to testify on this application? Kyle, any written correspondences on this?
Just the one from Eric Jones indicating that the Cormorant Lakes Watershed District was supportive of the two-story building plan, but not the walkout.
Okay, so they should be satisfied?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then, with that, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate.
Well, I think the biggest argument is that walkout.
We've
gone away from that. If I need my wife convinced of anything, I'll come see you.
Say that again.
I said if I need my wife convinced of anything, I'll come see you.
Okay.
We're all on a two-story from the beginning.
It's what I thought we were going towards too, but I understand why they wanted to try.
Yeah.
So we gave it our best. So.
Yeah. Any other thoughts? I think they listened to what we were asking them to do.
Very well.
I think they're going to put the land to good use. So yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it.
Okay, would somebody like to make a motion one way or the other?
I'll make a motion that we approve removing the stipulation of the
patio
at 37 feet.
Okay.
And for findings of facts, I feel it is putting the land to good, reasonable use. I think it falls within the harmony of the intent of the ordinance. It's not changing the character and locality of the community.
All right, we got a motion by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Dale.
Any further? And I'll add that it's consistent with the rest of the buildings in the neighborhood.
100%.
Okay. Yeah. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, just to clarify, there was a patio and upper deck at 37, so we'll remove that deck as well.
Is that right?
Okay.
We'll make that change, and with that, unless there's any further discussion, I will call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried. The variance is granted.
Very good. Just a quick question about permit. Do we need to follow up then to pay for that? Or?
Help in or call.
Reach out to the zoning office.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Second applicant of old business, John and Jennifer Mellon, requesting to replace a detached garage 50 feet from the ordinary high water mark and 10 feet from the right of way of a county highway, tabled from the May hearing.
Hello, board. John Mellon. When we met last month, the request, the original request was to replace the detached garage with a 35 by 50 foot structure. Where we left it last month was that the highway department hadn't been consulted yet in terms of how close it was to the road. So Jonah came out later that week, staked out where the 33 foot line was, and we talked about where he would be comfortable placing the structure. Larry actually was able to show up too. So Jonah said he'd be comfortable as long as we were 10 feet off of that 33 foot line. So our original proposal was 56 feet away from the water. So we've got 6 feet to kind of push it over. So the revised proposal is to move it from 56 feet to 50 feet and then reduce the footprint from a 35 by 50 to a 32 by 50. So that should give us about, I think, 10 and a half or 11 feet away from that 33 foot line, which is where Jonah said that he'd be comfortable if we were at. So the revised proposal is to shift over the footprint, reduce the size of the structure, and that should achieve
keep
what
everybody
Jonah's
happy.
Comfortable with and such. So.
Okay.
You did good.
Any other questions for the applicant? All right. Anyone from the public want to testify in this application? Any written correspondence?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. With that, we'll close testimony. Board will deliberate.
Looks good. I'll move to approve.
Okay.
Based on the fact it fits within the harmony of the ordinance and the location of the building.
Okay. We got a motion to approve by Larry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dale. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried. The variance is granted.
Thank you, Board.
Our first applicant of new business is Fred Williams Revocable Living Trust, requesting a variance to replace an existing dwelling to be located at 50 feet from the ordinary high water mark, and then to replace an existing garage with a new garage to be located 0 feet from the right of way.
Hi, good evening. I'm Mike Dawson with Crapwell Architecture and Construction out of Fargo. Faith Van Simonson here as well. We're speaking on behalf of the owners, John and Megan Williams. We're here proposing a new project. The lack of a structure to the west doesn't allow us to do the setback average, which is why we're requesting the variance from the ordinary high water line and also for the detached garage.
Any questions of the applicant? Okay. Anybody from the public would like to testify? Any correspondences?
Just one, Mr. Chair, from Maintenance Superintendent Jonah Jacobson, basically just explaining under the current circumstances, it's a reasonable request. The current garage is, I think, 27 from center line. This is going to 33. And then he also noted there was other garages in the vicinity that were either from 29 to 37, so.
All right. With that, we will close testimony and the board will deliberate.
And when we were out and looked at it, our only thing was as long as Jonah had looked at it, really, because of that location of the garage, but we all felt the same thing. Every other one along there looks exact same.
Let's face it, it's an urban area.
Right.
It's just how it is.
100%.
So is that a motion, Craig?
I'll make a motion to approve finding facts that it definitely falls within the harmony intent of that community, and I think it's not deviating from the plan of the official control.
Okay, got a motion by Craig. Is there a second? Second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you very much.
Next applicant, Randall and Deborah Stevens, requesting to replace an existing dwelling with a new dwelling to be located 50 feet from the ordinary high water mark of a lake and 30 feet from the ordinary high of a tributary river.
Gentlemen, I'm Randy Stevens. This is my son, Justin. Justin has done a little more legwork than I have, so he's got a little more knowledge on it than I have. But that's basically what we're looking to do. We have a mobile home on the property. It's just letters course, I guess. We would like to build a slab on grade cabin using the, for all intents and purposes, the same footprint as what there is there now. So
just a little bit towards the roadside versus the lakeside, just to get more walkways and stuff. My mom would probably kill me. She's not here right now, but she's not in the best shape with hips and that kind of stuff.
Doesn't do the six-step porch
and
the three-step down on the front side to the sunroom very well.
So it's kind of a deal for her. So just to get, and that 8 foot allows us to get bigger hallways and that kind of stuff, just to make stuff accessible. And she's not in a wheelchair at this point, but
sure.
I don't know if that will happen eventually or not. But anyway, so yeah, that's where we're at the 30 and 50, which I think is exactly what the existing structure is. Anything that would be added on is to the roadside, not to the lakeside.
Okay. Any questions of the applicant?
Only question that I guess I really had, I'll say for both of you, is when we went and looked at it, I mean, you've got that huge backyard.
Yep.
Is there a reason you couldn't? We just didn't really see the reason why you need to be at 50 feet, why you couldn't meet the 75.
I guess the biggest reason to me is I guess if when you look at the property, I would consider it kind of a, like almost like a natural drainage that goes through the middle of the property there. I guess I don't think that really needs to be disrupted, because I feel like if we move the cabin back,
you would have to put some fill in there.
You're gonna have to fill and do that kind of stuff or whatever. And to me, that's when you're standing at our driveway looking that way, it seems like a natural thing that really doesn't need to be disrupted to me, you know. And then I guess the second thing would be when you drive up and down the shoreline, I think all the cabins, you know.
I think the neighbor to the south actually is in the 40, probably in the 40 foot.
Oh, yeah, they probably are.
That's
all
I'm saying.
It's no, I agree with you,
stagger,
you know, I think it physically probably could be pushed back, but I don't, when you drive up and down the shoreline, in order to keep, you know, all the cabins in kind of the existing, I would say that,
line,
you know,
of sight.
Some of them are as close to 35 feet and maybe as far as, you know, 55 at the most, I would say.
The garage at this point is a perfectly serviceable structure. We're going to leave that, and that basically has the same,
it's the same
be setting me.
So I guess that's, I would say that, you know, I don't see pushing it back and filling that in when you already have that nice natural drainage, I guess, is, you know. And then also a septic deal, too.
Our septic system did fail. We had septic inspection on Little Floyd. Ours did fail. We have a verbal contract with Daryl Bergstrom, Septic, to do the septic work for us. And he's looked at it and he said, you know, where it's at is what's fine for where his septic proposal is.
I don't, that also. I guess you guys probably know better than I do, but I think you have to be a certain, the septic has to be a certain distance away from the well. And I think, and he questioned us on whether it was going to move back a little bit, because I think that starts infringing on the well being closer to change, the septic change, system.
Changes where his septic plans were.
Yeah, so I guess that's another reason too. So.
Okay.
I'd say the building to the north is much further back than what you're proposing. But I don't really have an issue with it. There are the short tax on
the right. And all the other ones, Kyle and I were just looking here, everything to the west.
South.
Yes. They're all.
Yeah, right. The one to the north is. Yes.
Yeah, the one to the north is quite a bit further back.
Line of sight, if you did go to 75, you'd be looking at your neighbor's garage door, right?
Right.
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for the applicant? Okay. Anybody from the public would like to testify? Any written correspondences?
No, sir.
Okay. With that, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. Thoughts?
I think it's reasonable.
Definitely fits within that area.
And the drainage is an issue there.
It is. It makes sense. No.
Is that a motion, Larry?
Sure.
Okay. And the findings?
It's within the harmony of the ordinance and the location.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, got a motion by Larry and a second by Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? And that motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Good luck.
Next applicant, Casey and Samantha Kluver, requesting to construct a dwelling to be located 50 feet from the ordinary high water mark. That's a GD Lake, too, so they're out of the shore impact zone, just for clarification.
So yeah, we're just wanting to get going on this.
KV fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we went out there and staked it out.
We actually had a survey done, so were you guys able to go and look at where our lot lines were?
Yep. Yeah.
So I think that we're actually a little bit further back than 50.
I thought
after we got our survey back, we figured that we measured from the wrong spot compared to where our survey said. So we're a little bit further back than 50 feet. So.
Do you know what that number would be?
It was, I would say it was roughly like 65.
Yeah, we were between 65.
Yeah, it looked like you were going to be almost right in line with that neighbor to the,
because
you're looking at the lake to the left of you.
Yeah.
So the one guy is really far back to the right, and then the left, he's up closer, and then I guess that house to the right, that small one, is probably the furthest one back, and the rest of them are within 37.
Yeah,
so that's 60.
I would say.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to be sure.
So you would be okay with amending your application, instead of 50, it would be 60 feet?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right. With that, any questions of the applicant?
No.
Anybody from the public would like to testify on the application? Any written correspondences? Kyle?
Just one.
One, which was hard to articulate if you read it, so I'm not going to say what it was, but yes, one.
Okay.
What would be the string line? What would they be at the string line? Just curious.
Probably be about where they're at.
I did run a string line too when I went from the edge of the house to the other neighbor's house, and we were right there.
That's kind of what I thought when we looked at it, you know, and it looked like you'd be, I think, off close to that.
I mean, we thought like 450, and then we're like, well, we ain't gonna have a yard if we're gonna have 50 feet away.
Right.
So.
Well, then we got this and measure from.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, it looks to me, what I saw, it looks like you guys are putting the thing way to good use, and they had it marked out extremely well, which is always nice.
Mm-hmm. And our lot is very, very narrow.
It is.
To begin with.
Yeah.
So
you pull that up on
here. Try to make the best of what we've got.
I can't get it.
With that, we'll close testimony. The board will deliberate.
And I think we're putting the land to very good, reasonable use. I mean, they're not overbuilding. I think it definitely fits within the locality. I'll make a motion that we approve, Mr. Chair, at 60 feet versus 50. I think it falls well within the harmony intent of the ordinance and definitely fits within that area and locality. I think it'll put the land in very good, reasonable use.
Okay. We got a motion by Craig. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Larry. Any further discussion?
I was late on Larry's question, but it looks like that would have been about 67 and a half, so 7.5 feet. Yeah.
With that, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you.
Evangelical.
Our next application, Lake Eunice Evangelical Free Church, requesting variance to construct in addition to an existing non-dwelling to be located 61 feet from the center line of a county road and to be at 38% impervious coverage.
I'm Dan Thorson, one of the members of the church. Pastor Joe Robbins, our pastor at the church. So, the biggest reason for this addition is just our congregation is aging. A lot of white hats in there. Anyways, the addition is going to be slab on grade. The reason why I don't want to push it back off the road right away, the biggest reason is that's going to be the roadside of that addition is going to be a big hallway to include an ADA compliant ramp to get up into the sanctuary. Right now it's about a 4 feet up. So
yeah, you got a few steps.
And as far as the impervious, we were just too close to that little puddle lake, so we're still on the shoreline.
Any questions of the applicant?
No.
I mean, looking just kind of in that locality, looks like there's a gravel pit right next door. I would imagine the soils out there are pretty coarse textured, so things. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so runoff isn't a big concern.
No, and actually, there's, and I don't know if you actually walked around there a little bit, but to the south and west where the new parking lot's going to go, there's actually a drainage ditch there. Yes, it will run to that lake, but it's going to take a while before it gets there.
Field grass or whatever around there.
Yeah.
So
keeping the parking lot on the high side. I don't even want to mess with that little part of that acre we got.
Right.
So. Okay. Any other questions of the applicant?
No, sir.
All right. So anybody from the public would like to testify on this? Any correspondence, Kyle?
No, sir.
Okay. With that, we'll close testimony. What are the board's thoughts?
Any issue?
No issue.
Would somebody like to make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion we approve based on the fact, I mean, it's a church. I think they're putting it to great reasonable use.
It's a church.
We want it to be there, so.
Exactly.
No issue.
Okay, we got a motion by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dale. Any further discussion?
What's the impervious surface on commercial?
30. It would be much higher, as I mentioned, if that small,
if
what's the lake called
lake
to the south?
Yeah, I think it's Mud Lake.
I'm trying to make a point.
Right. No, it would have been way above
50.
This. Yeah. So. 50 and then all the way to 65
right.
With parking. So that little pond, as he called it, is what the hangup was.
With that, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you.
Yep. Next applicant is Lawrence Noah, requesting a variance to allow a non-conforming boundary line adjustment, which would result in a non-conforming side yard setback due to the fact an existing neighbor structure currently sits across the property line, so it's actually title correction.
Hi. Thanks for hearing us out. I'm Larry Noah. This is my neighbor up there.
I'm Kim Dietz. I'm owner of the adjacent property.
Not the original owner.
Okay.
I'm not the one that put up the building.
Now you're the guy who gets stuck with cleaning it up.
Both of us, yeah.
So you guys have come to agreement? You guys are good?
Yes. You both want to see the same result, too. Yeah. We want to see how much expense we got to go through, and other than that.
Just do it right.
So, yeah. We have a little wiggle room. I want to make sure that my building rights aren't infringed by selling off the site. Right. I'd like to see my acres stay at 2.5. It's really like 2.58. The county shows by 2.6. The Meadowland surveyors are thinking we can get 0.9. And then Kim took the, you guys have that, a large picture, but I'd like to throw these at you and approach them.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, bring them up.
It's not that we know exactly where the line is going to be, but I'm just going to share them. I think it's going to be less than 0.9, and I'd like it to be, and have that. I know that's a protected lake, and the state required, and the plat was done to make sure every lot was 2.5. So Kim moved his tank. He got a smaller tank. And so it would almost be like we could shrink the size that we depicted before. And he doesn't have to buy as much land from me. It's not a lot anyway. But we would maybe be shy of that 10-foot setback on the, I suppose that would be the southwest corner of your building.
Right.
And then we would be well over the 10-foot setback on the
southeast corner.
Yeah.
Right.
The one that says Cuba on here is the one that I think shows what we're trying to do there, is keep his pavement out on the left side of the building photo. He's got pavement coming in, mm-hmm. and then he's got the pavement. These are concrete. So by the time we come at an angle to meet with the other line, the right side of the building photo would be over 10 feet setback. So it's non-conforming at the one end of that building, and somewhere in the middle it makes the 10 feet. That's what we have projected here.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Okay. Anybody from the public you'd like to testify? Any written correspondences?
No, sir.
Okay. Close testimony and the board will deliberate.
We got two neighbors that are doing the right thing by just cleaning up an issue. They're making it work.
I'm surprised they need a variance to do it.
Right.
That's...
Well, I'm sure it's just because of
non-issue, but
right, same here.
Somebody like to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, just for clarification and to Larry's point, I think it would be beneficial to allow them to create a non-conforming side yard setback versus having Larry create a non-conforming lot. Right?
I agree. But it's a boundary line adjustment.
Right. You can approve it as is, and that allows us to establish that. That line, it could be 3 feet, it might be 5 feet. But the way it's written, I would be comfortable approving that survey when he gets it. I just want it noted for the record. It would be beneficial not to create a substandard lot by allowing a substandard boundary line adjustment.
Is that the 2.5?
Yeah. I think it's...
So do we need to have any additional wording or change?
I don't think so. No, okay. I'm comfortable with it. I just, for the record...
I'll second it.
Okay, Larry, your findings would be for the record?
A reasonable request and fit within our.
Okay. Okay. We got a motion by Larry and a second by Craig. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you.
Yep.
He keeps his wall of the shed. Yeah, I have heat in there.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Next applicant is Michael Anderson, requesting a variance to construct a non-dwelling related structure to be located 30 feet from a right-of-way, state highway right-of-way, and 20 feet from a wetland. Just to note, Mr. Chair, and Larry was on this on the board at the time when we reduced this. If this setback, or if we were outside the shoreline, this right-of-way setback would be 30 feet. That's what it would be. Because we're in the shoreline, the DNR requires that we have a minimum of 50. So if you go south of here a half mile, the right-of-way is the same, but the setback decreases immensely by 20 feet. Just another point of reference, Meadowland has looked at this whole thing, but I was out there yesterday with the applicant just to verify this would fit, and it would be beneficial if this could go from 20 feet from the right-of-way instead of 30, stay at 20 feet from the wetland. We did speak with MnDOT. They're fine with that. Basically, what they've always told us is if you're not in our right-of-way or, you know, encroaching on it severely, we're fine. One thing they've also told me in the past is their biggest concern is basically runoff. And given the grade of this site, it would be almost impossible to put water on them. I mean, he'd have to raise this, I don't even know how dang high. Then the only other point for your reference is they did say you'll need to talk with them about
permit
approach.
Yeah.
Permit, just because
yeah.
The use
if I talk with them, I'd be sharing the approach of the business outdoor rec. So I believe that approach is they designed it years ago where he gets half, I get half, so we can both use the same approach. I just have to take out a permit from the highway department. He didn't seem too concerned about it at all.
So kind of where you'd been going in with that excavator looked like you just go a little bit further and get out on that other guy's road?
Yeah.
Because that's what I was looking at. It's like, man, this is going to be kind of sketchy backing anything in there.
But. Yeah, no, we just shared the approach, go to the right, and like I did Laker Island, everything would be done nicely in asphalt and rock, and it would look natural and correct. And I think I talked with the city years ago when we started Laker Island, they someday want to bring a road all the way through there from region or Lake Region, what is that? The Lake Region road that runs through there. Someday they have plans where they want to bring that road all the way to the highway anyway. So someday there may be a road there. Mm-hmm. This is on their wish list, I think. Region Road, I think.
Oh, Legion.
Yeah, they talked about that when we first did it. Well, we got plans. We may want to extend that all the way to the highway. So keep that in the back of your mind. I'm like, oh, okay.
So you're going to have to get an easement then from outdoor?
No. No, we'll share that approach. It's right in the middle. It's a right of way, so I won't need.
So when the approach hits the property line, it's split there?
Yeah, it's wide enough where we both can use it. From Meadowlands, surveyed it, and the right of way stake is there. It looks like it's right in the middle of the approach. Hmm. And so they take a left, as they're doing right now, and I take a right. And
somebody looks out that way.
Somebody did something right for once.
Somebody else
did
it
wrong.
They did it right.
So you're asking for a 20-foot setback instead of the 30
yep.
feet?
Yes. Any other questions of the applicant? Okay, hearing none. Anybody from the public would like to testify? Any written correspondences?
No, sir.
With that, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. Thoughts?
My biggest concern was the road, whatever the state was going to say, and for the approach. It sounds like both of those were kind of
got
addressed.
Covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve. I think it's just putting the land to good, reasonable use. Seems like he's addressed the issues with the highway department. So.
As amended.
As amended.
Okay.
20 feet.
20 feet. Motion by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dale. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you.
Next applicant, Zach Overbold, requesting a variance to construct a dwelling to be located 85 feet from the ordinary high water mark and a deck to be located 65 feet from the ordinary high water mark. I apologize because I did guide Zach on this and I did not stake it. So what I did is I spoke with Mr. Hall and there was some questions about line of sight. So this picture depicts that 85 feet would be this line going north and south. So basically in line with the property to the south, but a little bit in front of the property to the north. Then you can introduce it.
I'm Zach Overbold. I'm moving my house from the third lot south to that other vacant lot that I bought into the north. And then I'm building a house on my current lot. I think we're 6 feet closer than the setback average.
Yeah, we were 91 feet, I think, is what we were before.
And there's plenty far away from that, what would be called a bluff or whatever. Or is it even a bluff on the front of that, Kyle?
I see that.
I'm guessing the way this looked here, it should be, because I think it would have been quite a bit further, but that was the only other one thing we wanted to make sure that he wasn't going to have an issue with that. I mean, maybe it's not even a, I don't know what the hell it is or isn't. But.
Okay, yeah. I hope it ain't.
I'm going to sneak out and grab a drink of water.
I think he did. So we are at 1336. 1338, we're going to say 1336 to be safe. So we're going to go 25 feet above that. We need to go 61 feet, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that 61 feet, we're going to have 61 will be dead center in the middle
of
these two. Then we're at 84, 85 feet. Comfortable saying that's in the middle?
Yep.
So we want to meet it there. If I went here. What is going on here?
Hit a little bit over on your mouse up from there.
There.
Yep.
That's going to be right there. Here it's 30.12. Do you have Eagle View on this?
I can. Actually, it should automatically log in with the whole thing.
There, it's not going to be. Right, it's close. So basically, that little area is questionable. It's right there. Thank you. Mr. Chair, you want to move to the next applicant and I'll work on this?
Okay. We will table this application just temporarily.
Next applicant is Dennis and Ida Engel requesting a variance to construct a non-dwelling related structure to be located at 60 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the required 150 feet.
Hi there, my name is Dennis Engel. My wife, Ida Engel.
Nice to meet you.
Putting a 40 by 48 storage shed.
Okay.
Is that the one we have now? Existing now.
Kind of just, it looked like just next to that other one.
Yes.
Kind of at a little bit of an angle in there.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that would utilize the existing driveway, and looks like there's an open space there currently.
Exactly.
Okay. Any questions of the applicant? It's pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody from the public would like to testify? Any written correspondences, Kyle?
No, sir.
Okay. With that, we will close testimony. What are the board's wishes?
Straightforward. Move to approve.
Okay.
Motion. Based on the fact that it fits within the army of the location and the order.
Okay. All right. We got a motion by Larry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dale. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, have a good night.
This is the last one?
Yep.
Last applicant, Kurtz and Christine Lynn requesting a variance to construct a dwelling 75 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the required 150.
You can come up.
Go ahead. Give us an overview of what you're looking to do.
Okay, what we're looking at doing is we got a piece of land over on Norcross Lake, and we're just putting a little cabin up. It's 14 by 36, and there's going to be no well, no septic tank or nothing. It's just going to be, you know, me and the wife and grandkids use it once in a while, you know, fishing. And we live on a little lake, Birch Lake, 4 miles away, so it isn't going to have a lot of use, but you know, we have a little cabin being built, and that's what we're going to put over there. And then we're going to have electricity at a later date, you know, probably, you know, a month afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, basically it's a spot to fish once in a while, and maybe put a deer hunting stand on the land. And you know, did you guys get up there to see it, or?
I wasn't able to.
Okay. Kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So the boonies.
It's definitely in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of land there, but unfortunately with that lake and road there, it's real narrow from one end to the other.
Yeah.
Kurt's not planning on having all the amenities, but right now, but down the road, I didn't really want to limit it to that in case your wife decides that she would like water, Kurt, someday, maybe?
Well, she kind of does, but I just, for the money, and for right now, I just don't want to spend the money to put a well in, and our other place is only 4 miles away, and
right.
If you want to take a bath, jump in the lake, that's the way I look at it. So. But.
Yeah. Any other questions of the applicant?
No.
Anybody from the public would like to testify? Any written correspondences?
No, sir.
All right, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. Thoughts?
Very reasonable request. I mean, it's extremely modest.
I think 50 feet is not reasonable anytime.
No, it's not.
Right.
No, and I mean, if, in this case, if you guys look, I measured basically to the beginning of right here. Let me see that. where we're measuring is like somewhere right in here, and there's probably another 100 feet of cattails there or something. Right. So
it's all what you call the wetland.
Right.
Motion to approve.
And your findings?
Fits within the harmony intent of the ordinance. Definitely is not going to alter the character of the locality. I think it's going to put the land to very good, reasonable use.
Motion by Craig. Is there a second? Second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Thank you. Kyle did okay about the farm there for me, too.
No.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Enjoy the property.
Yeah.
So I'm getting things up to you.
Kyle, that's all you need.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Talk to you later, you guys.
I was just questioning to make sure that we had any good because it looks like it could be close.
It is close. So we use two things. We use GIS, and in the center of the property, it's showing me that it's 30.12%. 30% is a bluff. Eagle View is the stuff that we purchased through the assessor's office. It's a lot clearer to me. It's a lot better tool. It's saying it's not. There is the one area in the center. If it needed to be cut, it would to not be a bluff. It would have to be cut about 1 foot. You'd be able to do that. So I'm gonna call it moot.
Okay.
And
what if it was a bluff?
If it was a bluff, he could cut about 1 foot off in the center of that
property. How would the setback be?
30. Yes.
Yeah.
30 feet from the top of that. So we'd be looking at a separate variance.
Yeah.
Right. That's the reason I was asking, because I thought if he had to do it, let's just do it all now.
Yeah.
You know.
Because I'm going to say, well, you guys can just deliberate, and if I got a comment, I'll give it for you.
Okay. With that, any last comments from or questions for the applicant? Otherwise, anybody from the public want to testify? Go ahead, John.
John Hogan, Lake Mead Township Supervisor. We looked at it, as long as it's not affecting our township growers in the equalist or fine.
Okay, thank you, John.
John,
voice from the past?
Way in the back.
John, they would be setback averaging off of the road, though. You want me to explain that to you?
Well, so from what that means, but
from center line, I think the building will be.
Because, you know, Lakeview.
I mean, I know you know what that means, but do you want me to tell you what the measurement from center line would be?
You know what that new ordinance that Lakeview passed there a year or two ago?
Yes.
For setbacks.
So. Right.
Gosh. What ordinance did you set, John?
Pardon?
What was your ordinance?
I haven't had to deal with that yet.
Oh.
You just know there is one.
There is one.
Okay, so the current house is 24 feet. There'd be a 30-foot garage on that. So if we come 85 feet back, and then we go an additional 54 feet, we're going to be about 40 feet from center, in the center of the project. On the south end, which will be the closest point,
yeah,
we're going to be 39 feet from center. The house adjacent to it, to the south, is 21 feet from center.
To me, that's pretty fine.
Yeah. He won't be no closer than the one south of it. In fact, considerably farther.
Well, 20% setback on Township Road.
But theirs is more. I think yours is 30.
They got more restricted than the county's?
They got mad at this board once, and it was prior to him. It was Phil and Brian and Billy, not John.
They can be more restrictive.
Any written correspondences?
Kyle? One in favor.
One in favor. Okay, with that, we'll close testimony. And the board will deliberate.
I'm going to be upfront and honest with you. It's not good practice to consider a variance that wasn't noticed. I mean, it's like that close to requiring it from a bluff. I think honestly, though, if you were to cut that center portion of this property a foot, it would no longer be a bluff. And I'm getting one thing that says it's close, or one thing that says it's it by 0.12%, and one that says it's not even close. So I'm going to suggest that you cut that 1 foot in the center.
When you say that, what do you mean?
The grade.
Okay.
So Kyle, when the township is more restrictive, when you fill out a variance request, how do you think about that at all, or is it coming to an effect at all?
Yes. We have to apply their variance, but because we have roadside setback averaging, they wouldn't need one.
But they're not asking for one in this application.
Right. But it's actually, the more I'm thinking about it now with John sitting there, I think it's a legal question. So if the township came in and said, we want more restrictive lake setbacks, mm-hmm. could we still lakeside setback average?
Don't go there.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah. Well, if it would apply on both sides.
Because he doesn't need a roadside variance right now, because the neighbor to the south is like damn, he's right. Almost in the right of way.
But
that's what's helping
him. Does.
What do you mean?
Well, in township, if it's 30 feet, he's at what, 20? Did you say 29?
No, he's like 40.
He's like 40 feet. Yeah.
He's averaging though. He should be, according to the township. If it's a 33-foot right-of-way plus 30, 63, where we're 53, but because he can average off the neighbors, he can 40 would be applicable. But you got my mind spinning there.
I always got to be the guy, don't I?
What? No, I know. I just...
Any other discussion from the board?
No.
Do you have, okay, so if we do call it that, do you have a problem with including it? Because it would be at 0 feet. It would be at 3 feet is what it would be at. It's not a bluff on the north and south end for sure. It's just that, and again, according to Eagle View, which is, in my opinion, much more up to date, it's not even close, but.
Last month we worded it as if it's determined to be a bluff, approve it at 0 feet for SWAVA checks. It was determined not to be a bluff, but if.
Well, we should stay away from that if we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. The question I have, Zach, is if I'm asking you to cut that a little bit, you might end up having to fill this a little bit.
I have to do.
No, but I mean to get it to grade. So I asked you to cut it, okay? So let's just say it's not, right? But if you were to bring in, let's say, 4 feet of material to get that lot level.
All of a sudden, I bet it is.
Then it is. But he'd be doing that after the fact.
Right.
But still, now you really got my...
That was my only question when I looked at this one. It was a matter of, because I looked at it, I'm like, knowing this rule, I'm like, that's why I was asking Kyle, well, where it's going to be at from the lake, because I knew it started to drop down, like every other one does on every other lake.
This one does kind of go down before it gets to the serious grade going towards the lake.
Right.
It does flatten out.
Well, that's why I didn't know. That's why I'd ask Kyle, Zach, as a matter of, was that first approach, and we had one on Cotton not that long ago. Yeah. It was the same type of deal. There was a first drop down, and then there was a way steep one right at the lake.
And this would be digging out the basement part of it to be flat with that first flat part, you know, before it goes down to the steeper part of the hill.
Right.
Do you have a basement?
Huh?
You have a basement?
No, right now.
Are you gonna?
Yeah.
On this lot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it won't. Then you're cutting it. Then it won't be.
Yeah, then you'd be fine.
Then you're not.
Because then you're going to drop in.
Yeah, it's going down. Oh, they're digging like 10 feet.
And there's no, and honestly, so there's no vegetation in that portion that I don't.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be a basement under the whole thing.
Okay. Well, then there's no issue.
Yeah, because then you're going to be cutting at that like foot or two that wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve. Feel it's fits within the harmony intent of the ordinance. I think they are putting the property to reasonable use and putting it to good reasonable use.
Okay. Motion by Craig. Is there a second?
My ADHD got
it. Are you alive there, Del?
I'll second. All right, Del, we'll give a second. Any further discussion?
I thought it was your turn.
Hearing none, I will call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. That motion is carried. Take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dell. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
Oh, we're sleeping on that one.
Thank you.